I, Nate the Great, and my dog, Sludge, were taking a walk. We walked too far. We walked to Rosamond's house. Rosamond and her four cats were sitting on a crate behind a table in front of her house. There was a crystal ball on the table. There was a sign next to the crystal ball. Rosamond reads the future. 2 cents. I will read your future, Rosamond said, for 2 cents. My future is worth more than 2 cents, I said. 3 cents then, Rosamond said. She gazed into her crystal ball. You will have a new case to solve very soon. 3 cents. I, Nate the Great, always have cases to solve, I said. Rosamond gazed into her crystal ball again. I can tell you more, she said. Someone has lost a box. A money box. You have to look for it. A money box? I said. How much money is in it? No money, Rosamond said. It's empty.
Empty?
Yes. It's my box. I was going to use it to hold the money I got for reading the future. Sludge was tugging at me to leave. He did not see any money in Rosamond's future. Don't go, Rosamond said. Listen to what happened. Claude helped me set up my business. We brought out the table, this sign, the box, and 4 cans of tuna fish for my cats. Cats want to know what's in their future, too, like tuna fish. Of course, I said. I put the sign on the table, Rosamond said. I put the box on the grass near the table. I put the tuna fish cans in a neat pile near the box. What happened next? I asked. My cats and I went into my house to get my crystal ball, Rosamond said. Claude went into my garage to get this crate for my cats and me to sit on. When I came back with my crystal ball, the crate was here, the table and the sign, and the tuna fish cans were still here, but the cans were tipped over. The box and Claude were gone. When did this happen? I asked. Just before you came along, Rosamond said. You are my first customer for reading the future. Now you have a new case, and you owe me 3 cents. I don't have 3 cents, I said, and you don't have a box to put it in. I will if you solve the case, Rosamond said. This is a very famous box. It's the first box that my cat Super Hex ever slept in. Rosamond gave me a strange look. It was the only kind of look she had. Very well, I said. I will take your case. Does your famous box have a cover? Does it have a color? What size is it? It's a white box with Rosamond printed on one side of it, Rosamond said. It doesn't have a cover. It's big enough to hold $100 in pennies. How big is that? I asked. Rosamond pointed to her house. The box is smaller than my house, smaller than my garage, smaller than this crate, smaller than... Never mind, I said. Rosamond shrugged. I read the future. I don't measure boxes. I took out my notebook and tore off a piece of paper. I wrote a note to my mother. Dear mother, I am on a case you wouldn't believe, so I won't tell you about it. I will be back. Love, Nate the Great.